Welcome to Bedhampton Church. Contact us at www.bedhampton.church. But for now, let's continue that journey with this input.
So last week, Jo introduced the new sermon series that she has put together for us. We're looking at these two books of the Old Testament, Jeremiah and Lamentations. Two books which have, although there's some disagreement over this, but two books which have been traditionally assigned to the man Jeremiah, the prophet Jeremiah. A man of whom God speaks through. A man who, yes, brings warnings to Israel, but also brings hope to that country. A hope which for many is just out of sight. And it occurred to me as I read Jeremiah and Lamentations that a hope just out of sight is almost no hope at all, isn't it? It's almost hopelessness. And if you read through Jeremiah and Lamentations, or in fact, if you read through much of the Old Testament, it doesn't take a great deal of imagination to look at Israel during that time and then turn to our world in 2025 and notice the many similarities in our world, particularly with false prophets, as we heard in the reading. We'll get to that a bit later. If we look around our world, I do wonder, is there any hope for the human race in the 21st century? Maybe I'm not alone in that. But when we read scriptures, in fact, this is just a generally good rule. When we read scriptures that God has brought us in our Bible, we need to read them in context. We read them in the context of the original author, in this case, Jeremiah and his world. We read them in our context, what God might be saying to us today in our world. But actually, we need to read scripture in the overall context of the whole story of the Bible. All that God is doing and saying through the Bible, the message of hope and love we have in that. So with that information, how do we find hope in what we read today, in our Bible today, and what we have in our world? How do we find hope when we mourn the loss of a loved one? When we see loneliness creep into our lives? How do we find hope when we look at our families, just like this man in the Gospel who had this child who'd been ill from being very young? How do we find hope when we see distress in our families, maybe in illness, finances and debt, or maybe in other areas, depression and the like? How do we find hope? Well, it's me, so of course you know the answer is Jesus. But actually, I do realise that can be quite a trite response without some more explanation. So let's look at the scriptures we've been given today and ask the question, where do we find hope? I get quite frustrated when people trot out passages like, God knows the plans he has for you, and as though they can be immediately read into our lives today. Now, don't get me wrong, God does have a hope and a plan for us. But I get quite frustrated about that. And as I was planning this, I felt that frustration rising up in my chest. It's only me that gets this happening, I'm sure, but I felt this frustration rising up. And then I felt God's Holy Spirit basically say to me, calm down, Max, relax. And remind me of these two truths. That when we read in context scripture, we discover who God is. The sort of person he is. The sort of God he is. And so actually, while sometimes passages that might frustrate me may be out of our context, it describes the attributes of who God is. He is a God who wants to have a plan for you. He is a God who has hope for you. So those passages can be translated. And it describes a God who wants to teach us how to walk with him. So whenever we read this, we find who God is and how he wants to walk with him. For example, this is what the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, says. Do not let prophets and diviners among you deceive you. Goes on. They are prophesying lies to you in my name. I have not sent them, declares the Lord. a God who speaks into the nation Israel wisdom for his time. But actually, those words can speak directly into our nation today, can't they? Beware of those supposed prophets around us lying to us. There's plenty of that going on in our world right now. There are plenty of false prophets. As we look around our world and we wonder where the hope is, there are plenty of false prophets trying to deflect our attention, isn't it? It's the asylum seekers, you know. It's their fault that there's little hope in the world. Of course it is. To find hope is to hold on tight to what is yours. It's their fault. From my sarcasm and my voice, you know where I stand on that one. But Jeremiah would say, do not let the prophets and diviners among you deceive you, wouldn't he? There are many of those leading nations right now, and I'm not passing any comment on our own nation, but there are certainly plenty around. We should be wary of those who lead us away from the way of the Lord. Those who point fingers at others, when actually God is very clear about how we live our lives in his scriptures. This is what the Lord says. Cursed is the one who trusts in man. This comes from Jeremiah. Who draws strength from mere flesh, whose heart turns away from the Lord. That person will be like a bush in the wastelands. They will not see prosperity when it comes. They will dwell in the parched places of the desert, in a salt land where no lives live. But he would bring hope as well. But blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in him. They will be like a tree planted by the water that sends out its roots by the stream. We can picture that here in Bethanton, can't we? They will be like a tree planted by the water that sends out its roots by the stream. It does not fear when heat comes. Its leaves are always green. It has no worries in the years of drought and never fails to bear fruit. The one who is trusted in the Lord. We were on holiday last week. I know it seems to come never here, but we were on holiday last week. And I was reading a book given to me by a friend. Because this last year has been quite a major year for Susie and I in our walk with God. I'd almost say it's been life-changing. Certainly for me personally, I have been called back deeply to abide in Jesus, to be the one who trusts in the Lord. And on holiday last week, I was reading a book that a friend of mine, Richard, gave me. It was all about abiding in Jesus, being the one who trusts in the Lord. It was almost like this book was entitled, How to Trust in God, Not in Max. And it had a slightly snappier title than that, you'll be glad to hear. It felt as though it was written directly to me. And this whole book is based upon Psalm 1, or based upon a prayer time that the author had, where God spoke about Psalm 1 to him. Now, let me read a bit of Psalm 1 to you. You're going to recognise it. Blessed is the one who does not walk in step with the wicked, or stand in the way that sinners take, or sit in the company of mockers, but whose delight is in the Lord, and who meditates on his law day and night. That person is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever they do, prosper. Those who look for hope in the world will be misled, but for those who look for hope in God, they will be like that tree planted by the streams. And of course, that is exactly the passage that Jeremiah is written off in our reading today. Now you could say that was coincidence, couldn't you? It was coincidence that the week before I came home to write a sermon where I'd not previously looked at the passages, the author of the book I was reading was riffing off the same context. Well, you might say that when I took time to dwell with the Lord, the coincidence came. The more I'm with Jesus, the more I see coincidences happening. The more I'm with Jesus, the more hope I have. Hope isn't just out of sight anymore, but dwells within my heart and my mind. Because our God is a God of hope when we plant ourselves in Him. So enough about me. What about you? Are you looking for hope right now? The answer really is Jesus, of course. Just as Jesus said to the man whose son was ill in our gospel, everything is possible for one who believes. So if you're looking for hope, I've only one answer for you. Spend more time with Jesus. Spend more time, double down on your time with Him in the Scriptures, with Him in prayer, and with walking in His Spirit. We read once more, I say to myself, the Lord is my portion, from Lamentations. Therefore I will wait for Him. The Lord is good to those whose hope is in Him, to the one who seeks Him. My family, if for you hope right now seems just out of sight, double down on Jesus. If you're in need of hope, return to the one who first gave you hope. Return to your first love. Return to Jesus.
You have been listening to Bedhampton Church. Our prayer is that this helps you journey with Jesus and serve your community by sharing God's love and friendship. Subscribe and join us for more discussion at www.bedhampton.church. All material Creative Commons copyright. Contact us for more details.